Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm assuming a lot of you have problems sleeping. Listen, as we get older, we have more responsibilities, more challenges, our stress increases, and quality sleep is something of the past. But there are ways that you can help with your sleep. So instead of lingering on your phone before bed, make sleep your simplest self-care routine with the Hatch Restore 2. Think of the Hatch Restore 2 as your bedside sleep guide, your ally in rest. It's innovative and it's an all-in-one dream machine that's sophisticated. It has a sound machine, light, an alarm clock, and it's beautifully designed for your bedside table. Good rest will allow you to be the best version of yourself. And that's why the Hatch Restore 2 was engineered to help you form healthy sleep habits for life. Your Hatch will teach your body when it's time to sleep and when it's time to rise with light and sound cues. It coaches you through meditations and mindfulness exercises that transform the time before and after sleep into restful rituals. Right now, Hatch is offering my listeners $20 off your purchase of a Hatch Restore 2 and free shipping at hatch.co/notskinny. Sleep deeply and wake up gently with the Restore 2. Go to hatch.co/notskinny to get $20 off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/notskinny. Sleep deeply and wake up gently with the Restore 2.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening in pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room. Okay, you guys, Du Moi is on the podcast today. It's weird because I feel like I know you, but like everybody, I don't know her. She didn't fucking tell me who she is, even though it's been so many years. You'd think she'd fucking...
So many years. It's been so many years. I know.
Wait, has it not been so many years?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm agreeing with you. Wait, I love that people think like our sarcasm back and forth to each other is like a real beef of sorts.
I know.
They and don't you, know that we like go way back, I don't think.
They don't know we go way back, and they don't know that like, yeah, we have disagreed on things in the past, you know?
Oh, yeah, but like all in good fun.
No, that's it's what I like, mean, like on gossip, you know, not on like, you know, world politics, you know? I'm like, right. No, I don't think she broke up with him, actually. Like, that's what we disagree
totally.
On.
Totally. And it's in the DMs, and then like anything we post is just like, fun banter to me, but like,
yeah, what did you call me? Like, poo-poo head? What did you call me?
An asshole? I think smart ass. I called you a smart ass.
I know. People were like, oh my God. And I was like, yeah, yeah. Wait, what was that about? Do you remember?
I had said that Jessel from New York City Housewives rented her apartment. Mm. And you were like, oh God, a renter. But I meant that she rented her apartment just for the show. Meaning she had lived in like LA and moved to New York just to be on the show.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But you were like making a renter's joke. But yeah.
Like, God forbid she doesn't own. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
It is a thing in New York, by the way. Like, I get asked, like, do you own? And you feel kind of like a loser. I'm like, no.
Really?
Well, I do in that moment when I'm asked by people like in the industry, you know?
Wow. Yeah. I'm surprised people like, ask that question.
What do you mean? People ask. I remember when I first started going out to LA, I hated this question so much. Like, where do you stay when you're here? Mind you, like, people ask me this the first time I ever flew out for work. So this was like new to me to even go out there. You know what I mean? So now you're asking me, like, where am I, like, LA residences, like, you know what I mean? Where do I stay when
what
I'm here?
A weird question.
I know.
It's such a weird question.
I know. So I feel like in those like bougie questions sometimes kind of get to me. So I was projecting. But is that true, the Jessel thing?
Yeah, I think it's true. My whole point in saying it, like, had nothing to do with her apartment. It had to do with the fact that they sort of recruited out-of-towners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To be on the show. And yeah, she had lived here at one point for a stretch of time. But I think she hadn't lived here since 2013. And like, you're a New Yorker. You get it. Like, it's like, find someone who has lived here for 10 plus years in a row, you know, to be on the show.
Wait, sure, are we also, is the subtext here that it's like thirsty of her to move up her whole life and pretend to be local for the show?
I mean, I kind of blame the show more than her, because if you were given that opportunity, wouldn't you take it?
Hell,
if you were her?
No. I mean, oh, if I were her.
Yeah, if you were her, you would take that opportunity and you would move your life to New York.
I don't know how people go on these shows, though. I have to be honest, because seeing person after person what it did to their lives, you know, and I know that people put fame above so many other things, you know what I mean? But it's crazy. Like, it blew up people's lives, cheating, divorcing, jail. Like, jail became a prominent fucking thing in the Bravo world. And look what Bethany's doing. I mean, what are your thoughts on Bethany?
I think that she needs someone managing the words coming out of her mouth a little better. I do find her entertaining. Like, I'd be lying if I didn't say I watched some of her videos. But this whole TJ Maxx, like, dropping off the makeup situation.
Wait, can you,
I get it.
Can you tell people? Because I yesterday was like, whose team are you on, Carol or Bethany? Because Carol had something to say about that. And most people didn't know the drama. Can you recap it?
So she gets a lot of free PR, obviously, because she's a celebrity and she reviews makeup. And she had a lot of extra products that she didn't want to throw out. So she took a little baggie to her local TJ Maxx that she shops at frequently and films. She does, you know, vlogs there. And she approached a worker who she called her friend, but that didn't know her name, and tried to give her a bag of makeup that she further explained wasn't used, but was opened, because she needs to look at the colors to see like what they look like, but she never used it. So the packages were opened, but the makeup was never used. She tried to give it to a TJ Maxx employee. They said to her on camera, she had all of this filmed. That was what I took issue with, the fact that she filmed it.
Because if you're doing something nice, then fucking do it.
Yes. Yeah. Right. The worker was like, I'm so sorry, but it's corporate policy that I can't accept, you know, gifts from customers. And she's like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll DM TJ Maxx right now. I'll DM them. I'll tell them, like, it's fine. It was just so unhinged and weird. And she filmed all this. She put the video up and she didn't understand, I don't think, why people were polarized by what she was doing. It had nothing to do with the deed. It was the fact that she was filming it and the fact that she, I don't know, like, whipped out her phone and said she would DM TJ Maxx. I mean, the woman obviously didn't want to take it. She was on camera. And if she was, you know, violating company policy on camera, like, there's proof if she's violating.
So she deleted. So she deleted this, right? When she was getting shit, which she usually doesn't delete, but did.
No, she deletes a lot. If you go to the hate accounts, they like repost the ones that she deletes, and she deletes a lot.
But okay, so she deletes, and then Carol was like, white savior complex, right?
Yes. And then she responded to the white savior complex comment. I don't think that Bethany has white savior complex. I think she's just incredibly tone deaf. I mean, listen, she's a businesswoman, you know, at the end of the day, and she's smart. I just don't understand some of the things that she films.
Like you said, you're a businesswoman, you're smart, you have so many things going for you in the business world, in the philanthropy world. You don't gotta go to TJ Maxx every fucking day. You don't have to film all these things. I get tons of fucking PR. And if my friends don't want it, the ones that I don't want, my sisters don't want it, then I'll sometimes put it like downstairs in my building and I'll write like, take it. Who would film that? Listen, were you like a Roni girl from the beginning?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I would post about Roni so much when I first started the account. And I got so many messages about her. And, you know, a lot of them weren't that great. I think it's like really challenging to work for her.
Yeah.
And I could kind of see why. She's like a little all over the place.
She shocked me a little, I have to say, guys. And I know I got so many DMs after my interview with her. It's not white savior. I think it might be a God complex.
No, yeah, that I was just going to say, like, I think that she had wild success with her skinny girl cocktails and it just like went to her head or something. It's like crazy. And, you know, when I see her do these videos and say things like, I check my bank account, my bank account's okay, I'm like, I cringe for her. It's like, what are you saying?
Like, you don't need to remind,
what,
we get
what
it.
What are you trying to prove? Yeah, it's like so crazy. It's like, people would take you more seriously if you just like kept your mouth shut about certain things.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like she's become a little bit more unhinged as like the days go by.
Yeah, I think it's too much content. You don't need to be rolling out fucking videos upon videos every single day. Maybe take a mental health break.
It's all about that bass, no trouble. We've all been there. You're about to travel. You're like, what suitcase do I have that's going to make this packing journey less of a freaking hard thing for me? Because who likes packing? Nobody. Who likes unpacking? Nobody. But you know what you do like? You like traveling. And we just want to make traveling chic, affordable, convenient, and functional. And that's why model and actress Shay Mitchell created Base. Base is the perfect luggage, you guys. I use it. Husb has one. And that's what we travel with. That's our carry-on. It's the Base carry-on. So are you looking for a perfect carry-on? Base is it. It glides you through security. It has a cushion handle. It makes it convenient for our dainty little hands to roll, roll, roll. And just like the compartments that it has and the way that it is makes it so even if you're not the best organized packer, it looks like you are because it kind of forces you to be. And it's even easy to lift up and over where you put your overhead luggage. So look no further. Base has the best carry-ons and the best luggage. Right now, Base, it's B-E-I-S, is offering my listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/notskinny. Go to basetravel.com/notskinny for 15% off your first purchase. That's Base, B-E-I-S, travel.com/notskinny. I've told you about this app before, but I'm telling you again because you need to know, okay? You need to know that Fret No More, you could get beer, wine, and spirits delivered to your door. I know. If you didn't know this, your mind is going to be blown that this exists because my mind was blown when I was first told. So the app is called Drizzly, and it's the go-to app for drink delivery. No longer do you have to feel like, oh, the liquor store closed or, you know, it's too far. Because you can order straight to your door. Drizzly has a tailored experience and it lets you find the perfect drink for the occasion, no matter what it is. And you're going to save time by shopping a huge selection of drinks from wherever you are. And I told you guys this before as well, but when I was first introduced to Drizzly, my expectations were low. And I was like, you know what? Maybe you can order drinks, but they for sure won't have the wine that I love. Guess what? They had the wine that I love. And they just got me right there. I was like, okay, then you have a customer for life. So I highly recommend you guys get Drizzly. You're going to need it at some point in your life. Download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's Drizzly, D-R-I-Z-L-Y.com. And use code NOTSKINNY and you'll get $5 off or a $0 delivery fee off your next order. The code is NOTSKINNY. And you're going to get $5 off or a $0 delivery fee off your next order. Must be 21, not valid in all states. Codes cannot be combined with any other offers. Not valid at all retailers. Code expires on October 6, 2023 at 11:59 p.m. EST.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Carol seethes over this woman. They have such a history. And I even like literally apologized to Carol for having Bethany on. Like, that's how much she doesn't like her. She doesn't like her. She doesn't like, you know, it's like Courtney and Kim. Speaking of the...
Wait, you can't just like slip that in. Like, people are going to be like, wait,
no,
because everyone's always asking me like...
Oh, so my opinion, and I've said this a lot, if you guys don't watch Cards Kachop on E! News, I've been saying for a while... Courtney hates Kim. Courtney hates Kim. Yeah. This is my opinion,
it's real.
By the way.
But the thing
this
is like, opinion. It's not just for the show. No, I agree with you. And I've heard this as well. It's not just for the show. Like, it's real.
I mean, listen, you have sister drama and like whatever. And sometimes you're like, fuck, I don't like the person that my sibling is. You know what I mean? And here's the thing with Courtney. And this, like, I know in my bones, even though I'll clarify, I don't know because I was told. I know in my bones because I feel like I just know this family so well. So Courtney was already, as we know, moving away from the family. She didn't want to film for seasons upon seasons. She's been calling them toxic. Even the way they look is different. Like, Khloé and Kim do certain things that Courtney doesn't. You can tell those things. The organic food, like, all of that. Lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
The clothes, like, that's why I always liked her the best, because I was like, she dresses like I could wear that. This is before Travis, by the way. Now I don't know about the clothes. And then I feel like she met Travis and he like solidified all of her kind of points of why she doesn't love her family, you know? And she just got further and further and further away from them. And I feel like Kim really represents that, like, toxic, because she never thought that Khloé was toxic. She loves Khloé. And in my opinion, like, seeing her in the last couple seasons unraveling has so much to do with the fact that, like, Khloé was her girl, you know? She was her soulmate, and Khloé chose Kim, kind of.
Yeah, totally side with Kim.
But you're going to see now in this new, well, this is going to come out probably after. So in the first episode of this season of The Kardashians, people thought the teaser was like edited, but no, Courtney legit says to Kim, I fucking hate you. Like, you're a witch. I got like goosebumps. I was just like, she fucking hates her.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate and sad. I liked when they were all like friends.
I know. And I feel like Courtney does bring, as much as people like to make fun of her, like, monotoneness, and, you know, she does bring like an interesting dynamic. You know, I feel like she is funnier with Khloé, and like, but here's what I wonder. In the first episode, Kim makes it sound like people are worried about Courtney and like things aren't as happy as it looks. Like, she basically...
With Travis?
Yeah. She doesn't say like with Travis as if Travis is a bad guy, but she's like, everyone's concerned for you.
I think Travis went through some issues. Maybe that's when they were happening.
Oh. Did you hear stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of issues?
I don't really want to say on air.
Okay.
But maybe that's why they were worried. I don't know.
Okay.
You know. Yeah.
I wonder. So, I do think Travis is a good guy. I don't think we'll find out that he's not. He really seems like such a great guy.
Oh no, nothing like, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it's anything like that.
But I wonder if they don't like him because like she distanced herself so much because of him. Like, it almost seems like they would prefer Scott with all the cheating and everything just because he would like hang out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it goes deeper than that. I think it has to do with like their morals, you know, and like how each of them handle celebrity a little different.
Yeah.
I think that they're just not aligned in that way. So maybe that bothers her. Courtney, I mean.
Yeah. I agree with you completely. I think so too. What about Kim dating Odell?
Odell. Yeah. I mean, I heard it. I mean, I heard it. I made it a blind item. I heard it right before Labor Day. I made it a blind item. I knew they had went to Turks. I didn't say
they went to Turks together.
Yes, he was there. I didn't say because I couldn't at the time. And then somebody in a Q&A was like, OBJ was in Turks with Kim. And I'm like, OK, you said it. So I didn't have to.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, I've known about it, I guess, for like, I don't know why. I texted someone yesterday. I'm like, why is this coming out now? I was like, I'm not stupid. I know that like these other media outlets like see what I post. I don't know if they listen to my podcast. It was on my podcast 2 weeks ago. I'm like, why is this coming out now? You know,
does it annoy you if you don't get credit
for this? And I'm sure, you know, because now with Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce's brother just went on a radio show. Did you see
this
morning and confirmed it?
Uh-huh.
For like OBJ and like Taylor, like, I mean, you know, listen, like if you listen to my podcast, you knew this already like 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes people will credit, sometimes they won't.
Yeah.
I don't know why this Kim and OBJ thing just
but
came
like
out.
It could like, also be just some people like, you know, it could be because there's an insider like this People article.
Well,
says
I was
the
just
going to
say,
yeah,
well, the insider is their PR. Let's be fucking honest. That's how People magazine rolls.
Yeah.
But I was just going to say these media outlets, they don't want to have to credit anyone else. They want their own sources.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I still don't understand why it came out.
Like why they chose. Yeah.
Why they chose to go to People magazine and say, yes, you can put out an article saying a source says that they're hanging out. I don't know who. I saw it on People. I saw it on TMZ and I saw it on Page Six. I don't know who was first out of those three. I kind of think it all came out at the same time.
Yeah,
which
and
is
it's
like,
not
why?
Even like, I mean, you talked about it, but it wasn't like going wild, you know,
that's
spreading.
That's what I'm exactly.
So you're wondering like, why would they even address it? Maybe
I have a
guess.
Well, I thought that maybe there were pictures. I thought maybe there were pictures of them.
I was thinking.
So I asked someone, I said, are there pictures? Like, why
is
this coming out now?
I got it.
What?
I got it.
The show?
I got it.
The show?
Yeah. So.
Ooh. Okay.
They're not promoting season 4, as you guys have noticed. I'm sorry, season 3? What's coming out now? 3?
You know what? I'm promoting it on my podcast and I don't even fucking know. I'm so sorry.
Okay. So the new season of The Kardashians is coming out. The Kardashians are SAG members. And they're in solidarity. And that's one of the reasons they're not promoting it currently. As you guys have noticed, usually they would go on talk shows, even though that's not really happening right now. Anyway, they're not promoting it as everyone's noticed. So maybe this is a way to promote it without promoting it. Are you feeling me?
I guess.
You feeling me? You feeling me now?
When is the show?
I'm like,
when is
agree
the show
with me.
When is the show come
like
out?
Like now. Like I okay, already then, saw the screener. Like it's literally
then
like.
Then totally.
Yeah. It's like a little like boop.
Do people ever accuse you of working for the Kardashians? Like,
I love it. I love when they say I'm on their payroll.
Oh my God.
So
it,
much money.
It drives me fucking crazy.
So much money on my. And also like, you know, what's the funniest though? It's like. Ever since I had them on my podcast and like had more of a personal relationship with them and also doing Cards Catch Up and I'm recapping it, I have talked about them less than ever. Do you get what I mean?
Yes.
I am people that say that to me are acting like all of my content is Kardashians. And I'm like, you're projecting like you're not okay because I actually feel bad that I don't talk about them enough. You know what I mean? I actually barely talk about them. Because
no, I see your stories. I haven't seen Kardashian content in a long time.
Yeah,
actually.
It's like I don't.
You go with what's going on. You go with like what everyone's talking about.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, what? Like, and the other thing I'll say about it is like, and I said this so many times, is like, if someone's nice to me, of course, I'm fucking going to be nice back. And especially if those someones are the Kardashians. And if they came on my show, gave me exclusive interviews, have been nothing but kind to me, you. Want me to be a dick and say
so
bad shit?
People that say that don't understand that at the end of the day, this is a business and you and I are in a business. You can't be a certain way. I get accused of everything like from A to Z. And it's like, at the end of the day, this is my job. This is my livelihood. I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize that. And I'm sure you feel the same way.
And I think we both also do teeter on a line. It's not like we're super safe. You know what I mean?
No, and I don't want it, but I don't want to be mean.
Right, right. Why, that's the thing. Like, you know, why would I want to be mean? You know, I do enjoy some snark.
Because people love that shit. People love it so much. That's what they,
Right. But you know what?
That's what gets them up in the morning.
But you know what I tell them? There's, especially about the Kardashians, you want to find mean about them, you're not going to have to look hard. You know, you want to find mean stuff about them, you're going to find it. Like, you don't need me to, like, talk shit. You know what I mean?
Right. Working for them is, I love that you think it's funny. It grinds my gears so hard because it's like,
because how ridiculous, because it's so like, are you in a sci-fi film? Like, in what way could I possibly be working for them? Like, how do you
it's
see
just
it happening?
So stupid.
What contract do you see?
Well, that's what I said. What contract do you see? Like, how do you envision me getting paid? Like, is Chris Venmoing me? Like, am I getting a check? Like, I just want to know how you see this
playing
out. You want to
know? And here's something that maybe people will find interesting. I always get asked, you know, how do you get this interview and how do you get that interview? And a lot about them. And I'm so weird. I swear to God, I was talking to myself yesterday. I had on Elizabeth Chambers, Armie Hammer's ex-wife the other day. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't do podcasts. And I was thinking about it and I was like, the only reason I had Elizabeth on and she would come on is because I've been talking to her for 3 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so yeah. I literally do. I'm so crazy. I was walking around my house thinking about this. And I even said out loud like this thought. I was like, and that's why. Because of relationships. Like, I literally said it to myself. I was like, if I had to answer that question again, I would say relationships. I build relationships all the time. You and I built a relationship. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, you build relationships with people, not out of like,
yes.
You know, business stuff, but that's how I am as a person. And being like that and building those relationships helped get me to where I am today and have people on that, you know, I cultivated this with and stuff. So all of a sudden it was very clear to me, like, here's an answer to this question and maybe implement that in your life. You know, if you're questioning why people are nice to people and, you know, building relationships is a really good thing.
This is the thing that I can say about you because we did build a relationship 3 years ago. It's like you reach out to someone and it doesn't seem like you have an agenda. So your building of these relationships is very natural. And then it gets to the point where, like, you know, you have a relationship with somebody and you show up for them. So you probably started talking to Elizabeth very naturally, as I mean, I'll be honest, I've talked to her too. She's very nice.
She's so nice.
And it's like, you know, and then it comes to the point where it's like, hey, do you want to be on my podcast? But you don't start.
Yeah. I mean, that's
thinking,
what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm going to ask her to be on my podcast. Let me be nice to her. Like, there's no premeditation.
Yeah, I'm
in
not
the way
premeditating this for 3 years. No. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I mean, so you could apply the same thing to the Kardashians. It's like, it's so crazy to me that, like, people think that, like, there's so much premeditation that goes on and, like, what I post, I'm sure what you post, it's like not that deep. It really is.
It's not
that
deep. It's really, no. Really not that deep. But yeah, speaking of like relationships, like a lot of times you are put in the situation where I remember when the Scandoval thing happened and like I am with Ariana on text and like how business smart would it be to fucking go after her for my podcast, you know? And I didn't. I felt like it was so like I kind of like to do the right thing and not try to get salacious shit out of people. And like one of the first things I say to her is like, come on my pod. So I never asked her to be on my podcast. And looking back, I'm like, should I regret that? Like sometimes, you know, maybe you do want to be more
aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like more. I agree. Wait, did you text her though to be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like,
because I don't know if you knew this then, but I told this to my listeners and followers a bunch. The day it broke, before it broke, it was the morning I was watching the latest episode of Vanderpump. This is when it was airing. And they just had that scene where Ariana, Raquel, and Katie are at dinner. And this was still when Raquel wanted to hook up with Schwartz. Do you remember? And I was just like, she's being ridiculous. She's, what is this? You know, why is she telling Katie she wants to hook up with Schwartz? Do you remember that scene?
No, I don't watch.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I don't watch.
Sorry, what'd you say? Anyway, so I was like, I literally out of nowhere call this like celebrity reality TV kismet or whatever. But I was literally like, you guys, let's pause. How amazing is Ariana? Let's all give some love to Ariana. I did this whole thing. I was like, look how she's sitting there. Look how she's trying to be a good friend to both girls. And she responded to my thing and was like, I love you. And I was like, I love you. Then all of a sudden, I like try to find her Instagram and it's not there. And I text her and I'm like, hey, is everything okay? Like, I thought it was because of me. I was like, your Instagram disappeared. I swear. I'm like, your Instagram disappeared. Is everything okay? Like, I thought like maybe she got hate. Maybe people were like, no, we don't love her. And she was like, no, everything's not okay. Like, horrible human beings are trying to ruin my life. And I was like, what? And this is when it came out, like 2 hours later.
Oh my God.
So I was that day talking to her. And of course, then it came out 2 hours later. And I was like, oh my God, this is awful. Here for you. Like, blah, 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 blah.
Right. But and you don't pry unless she wants to.
Unless she wants to, yeah.
Give you information. Yeah. Like the same thing happened with Lindsay. Like the Lindsay and Carl information got released. And I was like, I didn't know if it was true at first. So I had so many people asking me, like, to the point where I was like, all right, I got to find out something. I was like, I never do this, but let me DM Lindsay. And I was just like, I don't have her phone number, but I was just like, is everything okay? And obviously she didn't respond. And we later found out it was true.
Yeah.
But I hate doing that. Like, I don't like to ask for information from the direct people unless they come forward.
Yeah. And like, you know, you and I know how it works. If somebody wants to say something, they'll make sure you know about it. Or even if they want to tell you personally, they'll make sure you know about it. So I don't think unless it's like an actual, like, even if it's someone in the industry, like friend, I would be like, oh my God, what happened? Like to Katie, I would be like, oh my God, what happened? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But I wouldn't to everyone. But did you get any? Wait, do you watch Summer House or also no?
No. I don't watch Summer House or Vanderpump. Obviously, I know everything that's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't currently watch.
I can't believe that. And you talk about it.
I mean, because I have watched in the past. Mm. So I know all the players.
Yeah.
I just am not caught up. I mean, it's not like I've never watched.
If
you
had to hypothesize what happens with Lindsay and Carl, what would you think?
I mean, I don't know. Like a couple people messaged me and they were like, you know, there is a chance that they could get back. But I just think he did her so dirty that she's probably like,
because what we know for sure is just that he filming had wrapped and he called the crew, which is to break up with her on TV, which is like unforgivable. I feel like
unforgivable.
Yeah.
And people have told me that it was building up all summer.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like,
yeah. I heard that too.
It wasn't like out of the blue. It wasn't like they were, you know.
Yeah. But maybe she thought he would fucking do it when maybe she would have been more OK if it was. I mean, that's just a lack of respect. And that's like, I don't know. You know, when I started getting bad vibes from him and you don't watch, so you wouldn't remember this scene. But for those of you who do, last summer, they were not okay. Like everyone was hating on them in the house, blah, blah, blah. And then like literally their relationship was suffering. They were suffering, like it was bad. And I would think that as like a 40-year-old man and, you know, his partner and looking at the future and talking about an engagement, they would be like, you know what? This is not for us. This is toxic, blah, blah, blah. And I remember at the end of the season, he was like, no, we're going to come back next summer for sure. And I was just like, ew. Like, I got cringed out because I was like, the manly thing to do, like the mature thing to do, the right thing to do is not put you or your like fiance in that situation. But at the end of the day, they're reality TV stars and they're so thirsty. And also, this is probably their income. So they're not,
right.
They're not going to step down from this show. Like, doesn't matter how hated they are. Doesn't matter if, you know, and it's like, oh my God, priorities.
Well, I mean, desperate people do desperate things. I heard he's not involved in Loverboy anymore.
Yeah. So it's like, what do you do?
So
what
it's like, this is it. Yeah. And, you know, maybe he saw an opportunity and seized it. He saw what happened with Vanderpump and he seized this opportunity to make it, you know, good content for the show. And did you hear I've reported on this, the rumor that there was somebody else?
I saw that. I don't buy it.
I know where it came from, so I don't know. And somebody told me that, you know, Lindsay was at a wedding in Portugal like a couple weeks ago. Somebody told me that she was telling people there the same story.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Then maybe it's true. I don't know. And if he did that, I just feel like he's even more lost than we know. You know, it's like,
well, think about it. If they had a shitty summer and she was like ragging on him all summer, which is what I heard, why wouldn't he be like, fuck this and like hook up with someone else?
Yeah.
That's like such a typical thing for a guy to do. I know, but for some reason,
I don't feel like it's anything typical with him. I think things run a lot deeper. Like they were on my show and he just seems like off, you know, like a lot. I feel like, as we know, like with his brother, right. and everything. Like, shit runs deep. So I really hope he's taking care of himself. And, you know, hopefully he's okay after all this, even though I do think, I feel like the calling the camera coot to me is worse than cheating. You know what I mean? I feel like that's even more freaking disrespectful. But let's pivot for a minute from reality TV, because the Sophie and Joe divorce, the Sophie and Joe divorce. And now Sophie was seen with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think when we woke up to that pic?
Well, I knew about it last night. Mm-hmm. People were sending me pics.
Oh, it was already last night. Yeah. I was sleeping.
Yeah. I was up. People sending me pics. I don't know. So many people were there. I was like, how are all
they were
of...
They were at Via Carota?
Yeah. And it wasn't... I saw that there was a crowd formed outside when she left, but people were sending me the sighting way before that. And I was like, how are so many of you
Excuse me. I'd love to know. I'd love to know, because I've never been.
Yeah. It's so weird. Some people were passing by and they saw her. And then some people were having dinner there at the same time. And I got a couple pictures. I got a video. But of course, you know, my timing was off. I should have posted it before the paparazzi pictures came out. But I didn't know they would come out that night. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I wasn't going to post it while she was still eating.
Right.
Because that's like terrible.
Respectful dough. Do.
So I waited. And now, like, you know, I was late. So now it's everywhere. But yeah, I knew last night. I was like,
I want to know, how does this go down? Is this normal friend to friend text? Hey, want to grab dinner?
For sure. I knew Sophie was in New York City because I had a sighting of her earlier in the week. So I think maybe she was like, I'm in New York. You know, Taylor obviously knows she's been going through a hard time.
Yeah.
And it's a power move. Like, Taylor knows where to go to get the paparazzi.
So that's my question. Do you agree with the statement that celebs, if they don't want to be seen, they won't be seen?
100%. There's so many celebrities that aren't seen.
Right.
And people are like, where's so-and-so? Where's so-and-so? And I'm just like, they're alive.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I call it like proof of life. I'm like, we have proof of life. Yeah. Shawn Mendes was seen at Erewhon. But, you know, he's not going to these places where there's paparazzi waiting outside.
So, but Via Carota has paparazzi waiting outside all the time.
I think they followed her probably from her apartment. Gotcha. To Via Carota.
But it is a power. So you're saying, okay, so even if we go with the friend-to-friend text, I'm in New York, let's grab dinner, it was still a move. Like, okay, maybe they didn't call
PR. Let's put it this way. Via Carota delivers. So if they really wanted Via Carota, they could have had it in the confines of Taylor's private apartment.
They wanted a night out. They knew they would be seen.
They wanted a night out, yes.
And listen, that fucking photo is powerful as fuck. More than words, you know?
Yeah. It was a power move, and I support it 100% for Sophie, because she had a rough, you know, month.
But she did have a rough month, but I want to tell you, it was wild to me that the media chose the right side so quickly, you know?
Because they saw what was going on. Like, TMZ, it was just too obvious.
It was too obvious.
What TMZ was doing. It was like headline after headline. And it was like, wait a minute here.
I know.
This is getting
fishy.
But
how dumb do they think we are that they thought that would work on us? I am really proud of us as a society that, because that probably would have worked 5 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, I know who his PR person was for this, and
she's fired.
That's all I'll say.
Was, this is the key word.
No. Well, is for this situation. And, you know, that was
handled. So
I mean, tactic that they decided to use.
You know what? I just wonder, like, after this, like with celebrities, they always have, their lives are so accentuated, but this happens. How do you even co-parent after this? How do you do the drop off and see his fucking face knowing he went out to that lunch, held the fucking kid that was never paparazzied before, you know, how does she look at him? Like, I would be, you know, like, how does she fucking look at him? But I am, like I said, proud of our society for moving forward, proud of the media for catching on. But did it for you, or am I just too much of a cynical bitch? It got to a point where the media was going too overdrive on it, that it already was starting to make me sick. Do you know what I mean? It was like Queen of the North. I was like, we get it. You're being pro the woman. We're proud of you.
She needed it, I felt like, because it just wasn't a fair narrative for her. Even if the narrative, there was some truth to it, which I'm not saying there was, like, come on, these are kids.
Yeah.
You know, it was about her being a mother. Like,
yeah, it was so ridiculous too with the you know, seen Downing shot. Like, none of it worked. We're all like, yeah, she went to the rap party. Yeah, she's working. Like, she can be a mom and work.
Okay, so I don't want to show off, but I did wear a really chic outfit to the US Open, and everyone was complimenting me on my pants. I was wearing white pants, and it was after Labor Day, you guys. Yes, because we're, you know, we're evolved, okay? And my white linen pants that were just perfect that day, and I got so many questions about it, was from Quince. And Quince has just timeless classics that never go out of style. I wore a cashmere short sleeve last night out to dinner with my friend. I actually got a lot of compliments on that as well, on my outfit. I paired it with a leather jacket. And Quince is just amazing because their items are priced 50 to 80% lower than other brands. And it was so funny because my mom saw me wearing something and she's like, is that Quince? And I was like, you know Quince? And I just was really proud of her for a moment that she knows such a good shop, such a good online store. And I just love the stuff that I have from them. And it's such quality, like no compromise on the quality, but yes, lower prices because they partner directly with top factories and they cut out the cost of the middleman. So you save. I really love their linen pants. I also love their linen short sleeve button downs. And like I said, their cashmere tops as well. So take the drama out of planning an outfit and upgrade your closet with Quince today. Go to quince.com/notskinny for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/notskinny and get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/notskinny. You guys already know that I'm a Skims girly. When Kim Kardashian came on my podcast and told me that before Skims, she didn't wear underwear because she couldn't find any underwear that didn't bother her. At that moment, I had never worn thongs before. And I was like, you know what? I believe her. Let me try the Skims thongs and see if I can finally become a chic thong girly and not wear grandma underwear. And guess what? I've been wearing Skims for like the last 2 years, and I recently tried the cotton collection. Now, let me tell you about the cotton collection. It's just amazing. And those are the matching sets you've been seeing all over your feed. So I highly recommend it. I also love their scoop bralette. Like, it's so good. And their rib thongs, I have it in bone. You guys saw it popping out of my jeans one day. Looks chic if you want to do that. And I love their jersey t-shirts and their rib tanks and just everything is so good, guys. And yes, the colors might be confusing, but if you need a glossary, just come to me, okay? Because suit is black and bone is white. So this is the Skims most tagged collection. This cotton collection is so good. So believe the hype, you guys. Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. The cotton collection and more are available now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select my podcast, Not Skinny But Not Fat, in the survey. And after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select Not Skinny But Not Fat in the drop-down menu that follows. Give me some credit with Kim.
I'm pivoting just because, like, we're obviously flying through. Let's talk a little bit about your thoughts on the Bad Bunny and Kendall.
I love it.
So I do, and you know I'm not this person in general. Like, I hate when people kind of find a reason to come at people. So I'm not coming at anyone. But I do feel like he has a case of the Harry Styles, like, queer baiting situation a little bit, you know?
Really? I don't see that.
But he, like, makes out with dudes all the time.
Oh, he does? I never knew that about him. This is news to me.
Well, yeah,
I never
heard that. He did it on stage, and now he just made out with Gael Garcia Bernal, which I used to love. He's like a Latin actor in a lot of independent movies. I was very cool when I was younger. I'd go to see independent movies. Yeah, he made out with him for his new like video. And I'm like, oh, this isn't the first time he's like doing this thing. So is it to kind of like be for shock value? I know that Harry does like a lot of pride moments with the flag and with everything, which I think is so important, and that he's an ally is amazing. But I wonder if people in the community ever feel like, okay, but are you gay?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know, again, like, if it's that premeditated.
Yeah.
When Maddie Healy did it on stage, kissed another guy. I don't know. Well, you're telling me Bad Bunny did it in a music video. So that would have been something that was planned.
Wait, what are your thoughts on that? I never knew this about him. What are your thoughts on Maddie Healy?
I really, honestly, I don't know. He was never on my radar.
Yeah.
Before
Taylor.
He started dating Taylor. So I didn't know anything about him. I literally didn't know one thing.
Yeah.
And then he started dating Taylor. And then all these sound bites of offensive things that he has said came out. You know, I didn't listen to them in full. Have you? I
no.
haven't listened to any
Did
of them.
You?
I just got the sound bites. Yes, they were offensive. They were horrible. But, you know, there's people that are defending him saying...
Do you think she broke it off with him because those things started to come out?
Yes. Yeah.
So a lot of things in this world like are not premeditated, but are very like not the way we would do things in real life necessarily. You know what I mean? Like she cannot be with somebody like that. So it could be like personal, like it actually offended her and she doesn't want to be with someone like that.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say maybe she was like, this isn't what I believe in. And
yeah.
this, you know, even if it is not his real personality and he was just, you know, doing it for shock value. I don't align with these morals and I can't be around that, you know, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't still have lingering feelings for him.
Do you ever have rumors on like what happened with her and Joe?
No, that was so long ago. I haven't heard one thing about that. No.
Did you buy into the fact that they were like engaged?
Oh, Joe Alwyn.
Yeah.
I was.
Oh, not
oh
Joe
God.
Jonas.
I thought you meant Joe Jonas. I was like, what? Yes, I've reported on this so much. You know, people have given me so much shit that I said that her and Joe were married. I've gotten so much shit. And it's like, listen, when have I fucking lied? When have I lied? Why would I lie about that?
Wait, you said they were married, not engaged?
I used the word married because there was a ceremony during COVID where a commitment ceremony, it wasn't legal, but it was being relayed to me as them being married. I found out later it wasn't a legal ceremony. They had a ceremony in the UK, but they didn't file the paperwork afterwards to make it legal.
Wow. So something must have happened. Do you think it was just like an amicable?
No, it wasn't amicable at all.
So
no.
She broke up with him?
I do think that at the end of the day, it was kind of mutual. I think
mutual, but not amicable.
Right. Mm. I do think that he, you know, kind of like, did not let her fly her wings. Mm. I do think that narrative where like he wanted to stay home, he didn't want her to be this big celebrity. He loved COVID Taylor, where it was just like the two of them holed up in some cottage in the UK.
Mm.
Like that is that I've heard is all true. So I think
so
that
Dalton.
You know, with Ariana.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't
know.
I mean, heard.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
she cheated. What are you talking about? She had an affair.
No,
That's why they broke up.
But I did hear that like it was again a COVID situation, like when it was good. And the reason they got married, do you know what I mean? Was like was COVID Ariana and he was like really into that. And then it's like you go back into the real world. She's this huge celebrity. He lives a super low key life.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
And plus the cheating. But like, I think that, wow, there's really like a theme here. There's going to be history classes on this. So there were COVID celebrities and they could date normies or like they could date like Joe's not a normie, but they could be more normal and maybe have better relationships because of COVID.
Right. No, 100%. That's what happened with Joe and Taylor. You know, I think that they lived in this like little bubble during COVID and they had this ceremony. It was, first of all, it was told to me by a very reliable source. And then it was confirmed by many people that there was some sort of ceremony. I was calling it married. I was calling it a wedding. I maybe overstated. So people like, you know, didn't understand when they broke up. Mm-hmm. First of all, even if they were married, people who are married break up all the time. Like, why can't Swifties like wrap their head around
that
concept?
Okay, how do you deal with Swifties?
Oh my God. Well, for this, I had to block so many people because
you still block? Are you still on like if someone pisses me off or talks shit, I block?
100%. Listen, I am just relaying information that I hear. I rarely give my opinion on things. So if you're attacking me for something that I'm just telling you that I heard, you are fucking unhinged.
No, they're literally
like, get the fuck off my page.
Wait, I have to tell you, Selenators, we'll debate soon who's crazier, but Selenators are so crazy. I found this so funny. So I put, yes. And here's the thing with me. I like to piss them off a little bit because they'll get mad, like you said, at just like things that aren't mean. They act like I've said like she's an ugly ass, disgusting bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I posted the other day like that photo Selena posted with Taylor, and I was like, her only friend in the industry, wink. And that's just like snark, you know? That's just like a little, because remember when Selena said that Taylor was only her only friend in the industry, and then Francia Raisa got mad because she gave her a kidney?
Yes.
Okay. So I was just making that little like beep. And then, like, her fans were like, you must really hate her. Like, why do you fucking hate her so much? And I'm like, are you okay? Like, how does this relay hate? You know? How does you take this little, like...
No, you can't say anything.
You can't say.
I don't know if it's
you
just...
You can't say anything.
I don't know if it's just, like, young people that are the ones that are, have the loudest voices, or if it's just truly unhinged, crazy people, but...
What is it about? Would you say these are the two... wildest fandoms, Taylor and Selena?
No, and Harry Styles.
Harry has crazy ones too. Oh yeah, they were, well, you know what? They work okay with me because when the Harry, Olivia, Jason thing all happened, I, unlike like the Joe and Sophie situation, which is why I said this time, like I'm not like a blind feminist, you know, like I don't always support the woman if it's not, you know, just to support the woman. Because when that went down, I was very much like, I know that Olivia Wilde blew up her life for Harry. Like, I would say that.
Right.
Maybe we had disagreements on that, too.
No, we had one disagreement. It had to do with Jason Sudeikis. Mm. Do you remember?
No, do you? Like, if he was shitty or not? I don't remember.
I don't remember exactly what it was.
Maybe it was
but
about the serving.
Do with Jason.
The serving her?
Maybe. I know it had to do with Jason because you told me your source.
Yeah.
And it had
I revealed
to do
my source?
Jason. Like in a certain way. Okay. Yeah. You didn't say it was exactly this person and this was
no,
their
but
name.
I, so
you were just like
that I was very passionate about because when I heard the story and like knew it was true, like, you know, when you just know it's true because of who's telling you and like they wouldn't lie.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, my God. No. Yes. 100%. Which is why on my gravestone, it will say Taylor and Joe had a fucking ceremony in the UK during COVID. Because, yes, I know my fucking source.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't also like, why would I lie? I like, I don't give a shit. Like, let me ask you a question. I've said this before and people were like, oh, why are you saying that? Like, I don't care about celebrity gossip. Like, that's not why I'm in this.
Oh.
Like, I really don't care. Oh. Like, it's not like I'm just relaying.
Wait, so why are you in this?
I love the community. I love the branding part of it. I love the marketing part of it. I love the business
part
of it.
Wait, you really don't care?
No.
This is mind-blowing.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Like, some of the information is, like, interesting, but, like, I could do without hearing about a celebrity for a month, like, straight on a deserted island, and I would be fine.
Oh, my God.
Like,
so we're not the same in that. I'm the most passionate about this.
I'm not emotionally invested
in anything.
Oh, my
God. I'm so emotionally
that
invested.
That I post about. That's great for you, but I just think it works better for me.
No.
Because,
okay.
Again, like, you know, it's like I'm trying to give people, like, real information.
Oh, because you're like, I don't care. I have no, like, what do they call it? Skin. Like, not, you do have skin in the game.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're not.
Right.
Yeah. You don't feel passionately one way or the other. You're
exactly.
just saying what's out there. Okay. That
actually
is good for you because, I mean, what we do is different. And, you know, I talk about opinions and you more state things that you have heard and know and whatever. So it's very different. We're not the same person, you guys. Surprise. Even though we could both have annoying voices.
Let's do
our most annoying voice for people listening.
Do they say you sound, or do they say you have, what's that called?
Vocal fry. Look it up.
Vocal
That's
fry.
That's not what I have.
Yeah.
I might have annoying girl voice, but I don't have vocal fry. YouTube it. It's not what you think it is. It's not this.
Steve,
no, we don't
I
have
don't
that.
Have vocal fry.
No, we don't.
We just have annoying,
straight
girl
up,
East Coast voice.
Straight up annoying girl East Coast. Not yes. vocal fry, but you know what's annoying? And like, I love just saying things are sexist all the time. There are some things that are wildly sexist because you know how many dudes have vocal fry and no one's coming
I never
at them
noticed.
For that? Yes. Yeah, so notice now because vocal fry is when they like think about like somebody not clearing their throat.
Right.
Right.
Well, vocal fry is like this, like that. Like, oh, my God.
Which like
God.
I'll say this once and I'll say it again. Could there be times where I accentuate my annoying East girl voice such accent? Yes, because it's fun. Like, it's so much, in my opinion, like, Kourtney Kardashian could probably talk more normal, but it's more fun
right.
for her to be like, meh, you know, it's just more fun. It gives a little spice in your life to like have
Yeah, I think like probably in real life, I might have vocal fry, but on when I'm talking on my podcast, I make it a point to really try to accentuate each.
Wait, let's talk about you for a second.
Word.
Because you lied to me. You
about what?
You told me when your book came out, you were like, maybe.
Oh, we would have drinks?
First, yes, that's one of the lies. And second is that like maybe, I don't know if you said that you would come out to the world or you said you would come out to me.
No, I fucking never said I was coming out to the world or you. But I did say we would get drinks. But I'm honestly like, I'm so busy. Like, okay, I
so
can't
it's
even
not
make
like
plans
you won't
with
reveal
my friends.
Yourself to me. Do you trust
no,
me?
No, we could totally have drinks. Okay. Are you kidding? Yeah, you are. Well, let's text. Like, I text a lot of people. I text
but
a lot.
Do they know
of,
who you are?
No, they don't. I mean, except for like my lawyer and my publicist. I don't have a publicist right now, but. Agents.
So the answer is no. People don't know who you are, even in the industry.
No, I have not said.
But if we have drinks,
hello,
you're gonna
my name is blah blah blah.
But if we have drinks, no. You're gonna have to fucking tell me.
I am. Why can't you just call me Do?
Are you fucking joking me? Wait, are you serious? No, are you kidding?
No, I have meetings where my screen is black and it says Do.
No, but if I meet you in real life, you're not gonna be in a screen.
Okay. All right, fine.
No, I need to know. Okay. I'm going to ask you another question though. Hailey Bieber.
Yes.
Why does she hate you? Why does she talk about it on the Wall Street Journal, whatever that was, interview?
The Wall Street Journal panel?
It was a panel. Was it Wall Street Journal?
Yeah, that kind of like I side-eyed that so hard because I thought it was so what a dumb and I don't even blame her. What a dumb question by the moderator.
What did he ask?
He asked what she thought of the account. It's like, you're on a fucking Wall Street Journal panel. Like, why are you asking Hailey Bieber
maybe
what she thinks about Instagram?
He thought he
but
could
still,
get some like...
Well, she said something that was like totally untrue. I mean, and then it blew up in her face because then Eyebrow Gate happened and she got dragged by everyone on the internet.
Wait, what was her answer to him that she doesn't like
she
gossip?
Said that the... She said it was I was mean. I'm like, I am so far from mean.
Why does she think that you're mean to her? Have you ever been?
No. Well, this is my theory of why she started to not like the account. A long time ago, somebody had sent in a tip that she was pregnant. And like I often do, I'll post a tip. And then if it's wrong, I'll post a corresponding slide of someone refuting that piece of gossip. And that's what I did for her. But for some reason, like Us Weekly picked it up and they were going to run a story. Maybe they had their own sources as well. I don't think they were citing my account at this time. I think that they saw the tip and got their own sources and they were going to run a story about how she's pregnant. And she found out about it and called out Us Weekly about it. So I think that maybe she was pissed about
that. By the way, there were rumors
which
I didn't repost any of them because
I don't repost about it. I mean, listen, like she.
Wait, so did you decide? Were you like, okay, if she doesn't like me and she feels so strongly, I'm just not going to. Like,
yes.
Would you never, even if she got pregnant, if she fucking gave birth, would you post about it?
No, but I had to post about the Selena and Kylie thing because that was such a big deal. And, you know, obviously her name came up in that.
Literally, my theory is because I think she doesn't like me either. And like my listeners know about this theory.
Do you care? Do you fucking care?
I do. Because I'll tell you why. Why. First of all, I like to be liked. I have an issue.
Oh, God.
Second of all, I don't know if you remember, but I used to worship at her altar. Like,
no. I remember.
I remember. I posted her outfits of the day. I'd be like her. Style. This is before I knew that like Maeve O'Reilly was like laying everything out, you know? I was like, she dresses so cool. And I would like fail and I would just be like, she's the sweetest, her love's the sweetest. Like I was, so to me, like you kind of like think you remember. I'm like, what did I ever, like how aren't you all over me? So my thing is like, maybe she doesn't like gossip accounts. Maybe she was
burned. She definitely doesn't like gossip accounts, but to me, she has bigger problems than that because there are people all over TikTok.
And I've like defended her. Selenators hate me for because of her. Because I've defended her in every Selena fight, not because I'm sucking her dick, because I could easily suck Selena's dick and maybe I'd have more of a chance there. But it's like if I feel a certain way, then I'm not going to be afraid to say it, you know?
Why are you sucking anyone's dick?
Not
like, who gives a shit?
No, because people would say, like, you're sucking Haley's dick. And I'm like, literally no skin in the game. She doesn't even like me. And I'm still like, or I'm assuming
but
she
doesn't. Maybe I think you're taking it too personally. Like, I don't think she doesn't like you. I think maybe she just doesn't care about
you
accounts. No, accounts like this, you know? Yeah. Like, she doesn't align herself with accounts like ours.
She loves
She's in the beauty business and she aligns herself with influencers that are in that same like world. Although I did see Hannah Burner interview her.
Right.
Yeah. Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, but everyone else at that event, I think, was very beauty. And like, I'm not a big going to events person. So like, I don't know if I would even go to like just stand there. That always makes me feel weird unless I had like an interviewing opportunity or something like that. So yeah, I think that a few things led me to believe that I'm not saying she outwardly is like mean girlsing my, you know, picture. I think that maybe it's like, I don't touch that. Listen, we're in this world where you know how much visibility there is on social media. It's hard to not see something. You know what I mean? So like you, I'm assuming you know that if you post, even if they're not following you,
yes, they see it. Yeah.
They'll see it. Someone
100%.
Their friend will see it. Their assistant will see it. Their manager will see it. Someone will see it. So I feel like I've had enough times with Haley where I posted really great things about her, supported her fucking smoothie or whatever, where I'm like, I know she saw that a gazillion times and is just choosing to like not associate. And yeah.
Maybe she doesn't feel like her brand aligns with your brand.
Probably not. You know, it was so wild to me when Justin was getting all that shit for dressing up in sweatpants that day. Do you remember?
Yes.
I was literally like, it's a launch of a lip gloss in a donut shop. You know what I mean? Like
Did you post that? Did you defend it?
Yeah. Oh my God. I fucking defended it. I was like, he is too cool for this. Like, he is the coolest. Like, he could do whatever he wants. But don't you agree? Like, at the end of the day.
I think people, like, who cares? Like, you know, I think it's funny.
Be like, he's been on like the biggest stages in the world. You know what I mean? Like, he's in a Krispy Kreme and in Times Square. It's like the most undesirable place. Maybe this is why Haley hates me. I think at the end of the day, even though I did worship at her altar, I probably have said some snark the same way with the Kardashians, right? Like, I've talked a lot of nice things about them, but throughout the years, I've said snarky things, not necessarily mean, but snarky. And I think the Kardashians know how to take that really well.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, like, I think that they have a good sense of humor. And if it's not like super, super mean-spirited.
Do you know how many people have a good sense of humor? It's so refreshing to me.
Okay, maybe she doesn't. I don't think she has a good sense of humor. I think she takes herself too seriously. Yeah. I think she's proven that, you know, like. But also in the flip side of it, she gets a lot of fucking hate on the internet. So, you know, maybe she's like, doesn't know how to handle anything.
You're right. I mean, it is. I wouldn't want to be in her shoes. I see. No. But the Kardashians do, too. I mean, can any outlet
they do.
Publish anything about these people without the comments being all negative?
I wonder about that. I wonder about if they read the comments. I'm sure some of them do and some of them don't. But like anytime there's like a collab or another brand will announce a collab with one of them. Like, if you look at some of the comments, like, some are positive and some are just so mean.
But do you think they maybe look at it at this point? And even if they do, they're like, this isn't affecting my business. Like, it's just growing. I'm getting no brand.
So who
cares? Away.
Yes.
You know, no brand is like, whoa, like, these people really don't like them. Like, they'll keep on getting huge brand deals. So I don't think they're worried about that. But I think that no matter how big you are, seeing comments like that hurts.
100%. Like, I think it depends like how sensitive you are. But, you know, I'll see a mean comment about myself and I'll just like, you know, at this point, I just like roll my eyes and block. But sometimes I'm like, why do you got to be so mean? Like, none of this is that serious.
How much more protected do you feel because you're not known? Like, your face and your name and
I mean, well, listen, like, what would they be talking shit about? Like, how I look or how I dress,
right?
Or,
I guess,
you know,
right.
What my hair looks
I
like.
I guess your personality is the worst. Like, that's like where it hurts the most.
Personality,
at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's like, but I don't give. Let me tell you something. I could give two shits what anyone says that's negative. You get to a certain age where you don't give a shit what people think about you. And
I agree.
It is so freeing and it is so liberating. So if I was like 21 years old and doing the same thing and people were criticizing me, would I be more offended? Maybe. But I could give two
shits. I agree with that. I think there's like, I'm not with you where like it doesn't bother me, but I will say that I'm very aware and very happy that I am the age that I'm at when I'm doing this.
Yes.
And I think that
it's
see a lot of...
It's much easier to navigate the internet when you're older.
Yeah. And this world and not getting, you know, and not getting too wrapped up in it. And I see like sometimes younger people, you know, that have started in this industry and just see them like, you know, not falling apart, but yeah, taking things pretty roughly.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, it's also age. Well, thank you for coming out, Doe. Do you have anything coming out? Anything we should?
My paperback book of Anon Please comes out November 20th. And I have an app. I'm developing an app.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
I know. And more merch.
More
coming.
Merch and app like yeah. That's going to be like updates on pop culture and stuff.
The first rollout is going to be all restaurants.
Ooh. Wait, final and most important question. Can you get me a reservation at Via Carota?
Probably.
Okay. I'll tell you when I need it. Okay.
All right. I got to go. Love you. Bye.
Okay, babe.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.